Hello, and welcome to Python 411, computer programming for everybody. Today's podcast is about Pygame, and it is partially derived and based on a tutorial given at the 2006 PyCon in Dallas by George Pachi, which is under the Creative Commons license, which allows for reuse of the material. And you can see and read that license at http://creativecommons.org. And if you want to go direct to the particular version, it's creativecommons.org/licenses/by-sa/2.5. All of the tutorials were published in a book together by Wesley Chun, which I purchased after the conference and during the conference, and they're all published under this wonderful Creative Commons attribution. So as long as you give attribution, you're allowed to reuse it, which I think is a wonderful thing. If you didn't have a chance to go to PyCon, then this is a chance to catch some of that wonderful material. You can also go to the PyCon website, and they have audio recordings if you want to get the whole thing in more detail. So this will be a brief introduction to Pygame. The reason I want to do this is because I had never used Pygame before, and I was very impressed with this Python library module application. And basically, I always thought of Pygame as being for games. Well, it is. You can use it for games. It's a wonderful thing. But it's not just for games. And that was the initial message that George Pachi put out, and I was very curious because it actually had a different name. When it was first created, it was called PySDL, I believe. And SDL stands for Simple Direct Media Layer. And that's what it is. It's a wrapper for a C API for doing more sophisticated interaction with the mouse, the keyboard, the joystick, and graphics. So it is an implementation for Python of the Simple Direct Media Layer, which is not just for games, but for any kind of sophisticated interaction with mouse, keyboard, joystick, or graphics. And, of course, it's really good for games. But it's good for input and output from the computer, basically. And, you know, the simple command line Python shell, you get your interaction with the standard in and standard out. Pygame is for more sophisticated interaction. Another reason I wanted to do Pygame tutorials because I found out it's so simple and easy to use. And this is going to be a short tutorial, and I don't expect that you can listen to this and immediately be able to program Pygame. I think what this is to illustrate to you how simple and easy Pygame is so you can follow it up by looking into the module yourself. So without further ado, here we go. So we're going to start by looking at output, and then the second half of this podcast will be about input. But for getting output from Pygame, it's very, very good. If you're on Windows or Linux, you're almost ready to go. I think on the Mac, which I use, it's very important to point out that you should first run Python as Python W, so that you get the proper graphical output. And also with your X11, which you have to have installed, you set the display environment variable to print all in parentheses, :0,0. So that's all in parentheses, :0,0. So parentheses, :0,0, parentheses for the display environment, all caps, display. And then make sure the Python path includes the Pygame module. Okay, enough preliminaries. Let's go to the basic concepts of output. Well, the most basic thing about Pygame output is perhaps the rectangles. Rectangles are very basic to this package, and the four variables of rectangles are left, top, width, and height. Surfaces are the things you draw on, like sheets of paper, and the display has size, bit depth, full screen slash window, and that's the display is the special surface that's actually shown. RGB color, you can control the color of these rectangles or the display or anything on the screen with RGB attributes, and they are additive of the three primary colors. All you need is 200 or so gradations to get these wonderful colors. Typically, one byte or 256 values is used per color. So if you have a tuple of 00255, that's pure blue, because you got red, green, blue. So if you have zero red, zero green, and 255 blue, that's pure blue. How much more simple can it get? It's a tuple in Python, 0, 0, 255. So 8 bits per byte times 3 bytes is equal to 24 bits. Hence the term you're using 24-bit color. Alpha values. 24-bit color is 255, 138, 97. And 32-bit color is 255, 138, 97, 80. What's the fourth byte? Alpha. Alpha means how transparent a pixel is. 0 for utterly clear and 255 for totally opaque. So you don't have to know this right from the beginning, but it's very useful, actually, so that you can have partially transparent pixels. And so just remember that 0 is totally clear and 255 is totally opaque. So your RGB tuples, if you want to use alpha, then you have a tuple of 4. The first three are the RGB part, and the fourth one is the alpha value or the transparency value. Very simple. So let's bring up the Python interpreter and import pygame, and then set s is assigned to. S is equal to pygame.display.set underscore mode 800, 600 in double parentheses. So basically we take S and we assign it to pygame.display.set mode 800 by 600 and then S.fill. That's how you fill a space. S.fill double parentheses 0, 255, 0. So you're S.filling that space with pure green. So 0, 255, 0, red, green, blue. Green is 255, the others are 0. Now, we've just seen the one big anomaly that some people don't like about Pygame, and that's that you have all these double parentheses. Well, double parentheses, that's you just have to get used to it. Maybe someday they'll take it out. But when you're using these functions, so the function in Pygame, display.setMode, you have to use double parentheses, which is very common in Pygame. And there's a very good tutorial on the web. You can link to it from my web tutorials page on my website. And I think you'll have to do that in addition to hearing this. But I think hearing this tutorial, you'll see how simple it is. And then going to the tutorial, you'll really get up to speed quickly. So once you've done this, then you, in order to actually see it on the screen, you have to go pygame.display.update parentheses. So you'll call the update function of the display object. So what's really happening is that the pygame.display module lets you control the display. You can set the mode, update, you can iconify, and set the caption and icon. So set mode function returns the special surface, the one that actually gets displayed. Surface.fill function lets you fill a rectangle or a whole surface with a solid color. So if you don't have a rectangle to fill, it will fill the entire surface. Pygame.display, what are the functions available? Well, you have set mode function, you have list modes, and you have mode OK. All of those are with underscores. So set underscore mode, parentheses, list underscore modes, parentheses, and mode underscore OK, parentheses. Then you have update, parentheses, iconify, get underscore active, set underscore caption, and set underscore icon. And, of course, parentheses for all of those. Those are the functions that are available to you, and you can find them very quickly in the documentation. Experiment with them on the command line. Pygame.surface, what are the functions available? Well, you've got surface.fill, surface.copy, surface.get underscore rectangle, and get underscore at, and set underscore at. And you'll see what these are all about. Then you have the blit. Blit is a very important concept. Block image transfer, or could be called bit, but we call it blit. It takes a chunk of pixels from one surface and put it on another surface. This can deal with transparency or alpha values. It's ridiculously important. Everything needs to get on display surface or it doesn't count. So blit is something you really do have to learn, and so you got to experiment with that. You can also do clipping. You don't always want to clip all of a surface, but clipping a rectangle defines what can be changed. Outside clipping rectangle might as well be outside the surface, so you can clip rectangles. Now, taking orders. There are two basic ways to see what the user's doing with the mouse and the keyboard. Direct examination, is the button down, or checking the event queue. Hey, the user pressed the button. So let's talk about the first, the mouse. The mouse basically, surprise, surprise, what are the functions available to the mouse module? Well, the mouse module itself is pygame.mouse. Surprise, surprise. Get position. So you've got mouse.get underscore position. Where is the mouse now? mouse.get_release. How has the mouse moved? Mouse.set_position. A little odd, but you'll get used to it. And mouse.set_visible or set_cursor. The keyboard has a keyboard module, but it's not called keyboard. It's called pygame.key, so the key module. And it has these functions, get pressed, so key.get_pressed, or key.get_mods, or key.get_focused, or key.set_repeat. The event queue. Well, what is a queue? Well, I think we talked about it in the last podcast. It's like a stack of books. You put them on the top, you take them off the top. First in, first out. It ensures things get dealt with in the order that they happen and ensures things get dealt with at all. The event queue is a module, and it has these functions. Get. So queue.get, queue.peak, queue.wait, queue.pull, queue.set_blocked, queue.get_blocked, queue.set_allowed, clear, pump, post, get_grab, or set_grab. You can sort of know what all these are, and just by experimenting with them, you can figure it out and use them. So I don't expect you to learn all of this by listening to this one time, but this is going to be a short podcast tutorial, and I think you'll see that there's a lot of good stuff in there that you can learn quickly. So let's do some drawing and some fonts and some images and some transformations. You could be working along with this the second or third time you listen to this short tutorial podcast. Drawing on surfaces. Rectangles, remember that's rect, the rect function. And lines can be anti-aliased or not. Polygons, circles, ellipses, and arcs. All are available to us in this wonderful Pygame module. Okay, that's brief and to the point, but I think you get the idea that this, you can make very colorful, very interactive displays where you can take user input by mouse or by keyboard and really do some fun things with Pygame. And you can make simple user interfaces that are much simpler to create than with, say, even with Python Card, which I consider to be the easiest GUI creator for Python. And so it's well worth learning. There are tutorials on the web linked right from my tutorials site. You can't miss it. It's great. Now I'm going to talk about next week. I was going to interview my first Python 411 interviewee this weekend, but due to a family emergency, we put it off till next weekend, and I'm really looking forward to it. I'm going to keep it a secret. Some of you may already know who it is, but believe me, it's a fascinating and inspiring story, and you're going to learn a lot, and it's going to turn you on to a lot of fun things, and it's going to inspire you to see what you can do in a reasonably short period of time after beginning Python. And secondly, I'm again making a call for other people with a story to tell. Let me interview you. If you have created a Python module, let me do an interview. I put a lot of work into getting ready for these interviews. I did all my experimentation on my other podcast series, the AwareTech podcast series, and now that I know how to do it right, I'm going to do them here on Python 411. Also, I would like to welcome any more guest podcasts, such as Bill Shearer did with the spread module, and or if you just have shorter inputs, send me emails and I can read them on the air. But even better yet, send me some short or long audio segments, and I'll intersperse them as good segments within the podcast. So there you have it. Until next week, this is the Python 411 podcast series, Computer Programming for Everybody.